Well, we're going to say is lav davke the only pshat, is definitely not the only pshat in the parasha. It's one mahalach in the parasha. But the yesoides, which we'll take out of this mahalach, are yesoides amiti yois ma'oid, and yesoides which a mensch has to know. Yesod ha-yesodis, Yitz Hashem, we're going to see. By Yisroitzitzu Abonim Bekirubo. Rivka became pregnant. It was a pele. All sorts of things going on inside of her. What was going on with her? She went past the Beis Medrash. Her stomach suddenly felt a big shtup towards the Beis Medrash. Whereas Alpiska Avodah Zarah, Eisav Afachis Lotzis. When she went past that Beis Avodah Zarah, she felt the shtup the other way, towards the Avodah Zarah. It was a pliatsuma. What type of Uber does she have? Schizophrenic Uber? Kdusha? Tumma? Mosinos. That's one pshat by Yisroitzitzu. The roitzim notzis, roitzim, loshen ritzo, the rotzim notzis. Dainu, they were attracted by the tumma and by the kedusha. Tov ache, misroitzitzim, ze im ze, umerivim benach leshnei elomis. There was an internal fight between them. They were arguing about two ilomis. Olam azeh v'olam abo. Who gets olam azeh, who gets olam abo? The vice noise, who would have thought that Yaakov has an atir to Kedusha, he wants olam abo. And Esav is an atir to Tumo. See what that means? And he gets olam azeh, then there wouldn't have been Vayisrotzitzu. They made a poshut treaty of a vice noise. They both wanted both Olamas. It's a pele. The Maisa, when they were born, Vayimlu lo yomer lo ledis, v'nei soymin v'bitna. Vayetze arishon admoini, kuloi kader seyo. So Rashi, what's the Torah telling us at the moment? Simen hu she yeshoifech domi. Kuloi ka deres seyo. It's mole yisar ketanet shul tzemer. Vayikru shmoy eso. Hakol koro loy kei. Vishoyana se venigma besayr ke ben shonim harbe. Well, he looked as though he was old, he was finished. It's what was Yaakov? Yaakov was on a different Matthias. Chesis Bakay Vesa. No, and a semen. Let's leave that semen. Vayigdulu hanorim. Vayesov ish yodeh tzayid ish sodeh. Vayarkev ish tom yoshe v'holim. Konzmancho yuktanim noyen ikorim b'maseyim. Vein odem etakti b'hem mativo. When they were ktanim, they were lechoyer the same. Kimin shenasu b'nei shloish esrishono Ze pirish labati medrashus, ve pirish labaydazar. Then they went separate ways. Esau, tzayid befiv. Rivka, oheves is yarka. Esau, yodea tzayid ish sodi. Yaakov, ish tom, yoshev yoholi. Completely different type of personalities. The Chayra Pele. The Chayra Esav, from the second he was within the Heroyan already, had an Atiya to Avodah Zarah. Then he's born Simon Shu Shayfech Domim. And then, when he grows up, it's Purish Lavoidah Zarah. And Yaakov, Faket, as an Atiyah to Kedusha, Ish Tom, as Teva is Yoshe Beholim, Omi Meila. He wants the Pshat. Esav is Muchach to be Esav Arasha. And Yaakov, it's Muchrach to be Yaakov HaTzadik. Esau is formed and fashioned to be Shoifech Domin, to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov is formed and fashioned to be the Talmid Chacham. A different mahalchim in this whole question. And we'll go with one possible mahalach. But I'll call ponim the yasod is the yasod amiti ma'od. In Shmuel, we find that Shmuel was sent to find a replacement for Shaul. Shmuel Aleph Tes Zayin, he goes to Beis Yishai, he goes through all the sons of Yishai, and each one, the Rebbeinu Shlomo passes. V'yomer Shmuel al Yishai, Hatam an Orim, that's it, you don't have any more sons. V'yomer Oid, Shor Kotten, Minay Roya, Batzoin, yeah, so the baby of the family is with the Tzoin. I've got no brayer. Let's see him. And they brought David. He looks at David and he sees he's Admoini. Come out. What's Admoini? He just learned. Admoin is a simon. He'll be Shaivich Domi. That's the Melech. He's going to be the Melech. Chazal. Don't in the Medrash. Kimin Shira Shmuel is David Admoini Nisyare. Shmuel looked at David and he said, this is another Esav. Admoini, the Simon Shevich David. David is like Esav. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Yefei Enayim. Yes, he's Admoini. Aber steht, Im Yefei Enayim. He had nice eyes. V'toiv Roi. Zogt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shmuel, Esav also midas atzmoi. Esav in Lachanovi became a hoyrig midas atzmoi. Ze midas a Sanhedrin hu hoyrig. Yifei einayim. It doesn't say, the Pesuk in Medayik, it doesn't say, v'hu admoini V'yefei einai v'toivoi. The pasuk says, "Hu admoni im yefei einai." Einayim, the einai ha'edos, the Sanhedrin. Richtig, he's admoni. He's in the mezik of Ritzicha, Shvichas Domim. Aber is different. Dr. Malbim, what's a loyma? Sheze mitzad toiv mizgoi vesichloi. The yefei einayim vetoiv roi. That Enochanami, he has the Natiya to Ritzicha, or he has the grace of Koyach HaSeichel. Toiv Roi. And the Toiv Roi is Lav Tavke, his physical eyes, his Seichel. Im Yefei Einayim, Alpi Sanhedrin, Alpi Torah. Kum mashcheu ki zehu. Omer Shimon ben Gamliel. What's the pshat zehu? Zehu b'olam hazeh, v'zehu l'olam haba. Ratzo loima, shagam shu b'olam hazeh, v'hu shenoyte betiva l'inyone olam hazeh, sh'at moini goyve boi. Or pump like Esau. Esau's Natiya was for Olam Hazeh. Admoini is a simon, not only Ritzicha, Shvichas Domim, Olam Hazem type mensch. Bechol Zois, Mituv Mizga, Vesichloi, Ubechira Asai, Huba Olam Abba. Vayoichas Tzadik Darker, Lishtamish Boi Lerotzi Nifnei Hashem. Ulechach Zeu Anir Tzeetzli. David HaMelech is taking the same personality as Esau. But he had Im Yefei Einayim V'Toiv Roi. Lemaise became completely different. This is David HaMelech, this is Esau HaRosho. The Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Nun Vav says, Hai man de b'madim. A person is born under the muzzle of Madin, he's going to be Shoyfech Dom. Om Rav Ashi, Oi Mahula, actually in our Gemara it says, Oi Umna, he'll either be a doctor, Oi Mahula, or be a Moel, Oi Tivcha, or be a Shoychet, Oi Listi. But Shoyfech Domim is going to be. Dr. Gon, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, gam ki yazkin le yosu mimenu. What's Shlomo HaMelech saying? Dr. Gon, a merdeki yosoid. And you have to know this. It's very, very important to know this yosoid. Ki ha'odam I efshaloi lishba darkoi. Kloimar, mazle shenoi ladboi. A person is born with a certain characteristics. And the characteristics that he's born with, he can't change. But those characteristics, uke shenoi ladba mazle ra, he has certain tchunas hanefesh. He has a certain personality. He can't change his personality. What's he going to do with his personality? Oy tzadik, oy rasha, oy beinoni. He can channel his personality and he can use his personality either to be a tzaddik, or to be a rasha, or to be a beinoni. He says, that's the chat in the Gemara in Shabbos. He doesn't bring umna. says, If a person to be a male has to have a tchuna of shvichas domi. Every male was able to see blood, more than see blood, able to take a little tiny baby and slice off part of the baby. And the blood comes out and doesn't blink an eyelid. Poof, a cat. He takes a swig of whatever it is there. I don't know if there's many younger lights here, but remember this: when you make a bris, don't be a tzaddik and only bring mitzanovim, because mitzanovim doesn't sterilize the mouth. The alcohol in the wine sterilizes the mouth. So if you're worried that the Mavarech only wants mitzanovim, so bring a bottle of mitzanovim, bring some proper wine. So he takes the wine, and then he's moitzitz. There's blood coming out from the wound. He just doesn't blink an eyelid, and he's moitzitz the dam, makes more. Brings it until the dam comes out even more. There's a grace of Chochmah from Chazal, apart from the grace of Heilige and Yonim that there are in this. It also sterilizes the wound. And in order to be able to do that, you have to have a koyach of shvichas domim. It's a mitzvah's essay. Mila is a mitzvah's essay. We have to have people who are violent. And a person takes his koyach of shvichas domim, and he channels it for Mila, it's gewaldic. It's a tikkun sholim of that characteristic. If he becomes a shoychet, shoychet also has to be shoychet domi. Ken zayn mitzad echad, the shoychet is shoychet bo dam. If you ever seen shchitas behemoths, when they do the second of shchita, the dam spurts out like a fountain. There's blood all over the place. That doesn't happen in a bris mila. But midah pisa, it's only a behemoth, and the moil does this to a little tiny baby of 8 days old. So the shchita is a benoni, because shchita is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So after without shchita. So Al Kolponim is channeling his koiches to the right side. The God doesn't say what a doctor is. What's an umna? What's a doctor? Which level is it? He doesn't say, so we don't know. But there, the third thing is a listim, a bimamish, a ganva, a listim. Shevich Kamin Kipshutoi. He doesn't channel his characteristic bechlal. He goes with it. He leaves it as it is. He's a rasha shevich domim kemashma. And fashteitzah, that's a tzadora. Anybody who feels that they have the koyach of shvichas domim, and your mother's driving a meshuga, you should become a doctor. And tell her you want to become a moil. Moil is definitely much better than a doctor. And lechoyre, a shoychet is also better than umna. Amal kolponi. So God, she could argue, okay, the God didn't say what the umna is. Oh, he didn't say it's a tzaddik. Then says the God, he says, nefizeh, we understand, a shver gemara. The gemara says that shol was choyte ba'achas, v'loy also loy. Shol did one chet, and he lost the melucha. And David, v'shtayim, v'also loy. And David did two averes, v'also loy, and he didn't lose the melucha. V'inyin. So they're gone. Ki bedavin ne'emav hu admoini, v'hu b'madim. Ulechein ta'alav Shmuel b'Yisroel klastaponov. Obel, David, he says, v'hu hevi midoisov b'koil. Obel, David channeled his whole characteristic completely. Yefei einayim, toivroi. He changed his whole mahalach. Everything was under control. Except these two things, these two averes. V'av she'ilu ashnayim no hevir, mikomakom also no. So it's interesting to say, after God, to think about what he means. To v'zeh she'omah, kol amar ve'al midoisov, ma'avirin lo yal kol pshov. Completely different pshat than what the Velt learns. Rashi says before. Normally we say when a person's not makpid, he was in a situation where he could have been makpid about something, could have got angry, and he calms down and he's mavi al midoisav, he's not makpid, he's mido keneged mido min hashamayim, they're not makpid with him for his averus, he's mavirna kol pshav, he's mido keneged mido, he wasn't makpid, he went lifnim mishur sadin, it's min hashamayim, he went lifnim mishur sadin. I still have gone, there's no different chat here. Kolabavir amidoisov, there's still gone that if a person changes his characteristic, challenges, channels his tchunis, and he uses all his tchunis, al pitoira, is mavirin al kolpshav. Even he didn't marry one or two, stayed with his natural teva. In Mavir in Noel Kolpshav. The David cry here about Sedek Lahavir al Midoisov. Masha'en Kain Shol, Shnema Boy Ben Shol, Ben Shana Shol, the Molchai. Ke Ben Shana Shleitan Tam Chet. Kazal Zong, that Shol was like a Ben Shana. His Tchuna was Pungfaket. His Tchuna was a Gewaltige Tchuna. A Rachamon Beteva. And Faket, he went with his Teva, and he was a Gvaltiga Melech. Until he came for the time that his Nisayan, Shmuel Anomi says, you have to wipe out Amalek, kill them all. And then he didn't change his Teva. Vehu, Hevi Midosei Atoiv and Ara, Betova Echot. He changed his teva, he used his teva, rather, he channeled his teva for a davara. He was barachim on agag. You have to be mechanich, a child, al pi darkoi, al pi his teva, al pi his characteristic. To be mechanich him, to channel his characteristic to do mitzvahs. Ve'oz, gam ki yazkin lo yosel mimeno. And then he'll remain in the chinuch. Avo kashe tavirei o mazloi. Very important, you saw it, first of all, for parenting. You're not parents yet. I don't like the term parenting. Parenting, animals also do parenting. I'm talking about chinuch. Gam ki yazkin, kashe tavirei amazlai. The parent tries to change the essential characteristic of his child. Ato yishmalacho, miyirosa yoyzcho. When he's little, then he'll listen to you because he's scared. Aval acharkach, da'ez yusa oyucho mi'al tzavoroi. This chinuch won't be permanent. A parent mustn't try and change the characteristic of his child. He's got to channel the characteristic of his child. Mostly you're not parents here. Chinuch hanami. Oh, but the yesoides of chinuch to children are the yesoides of chinuch to ourselves. We have to know that we have certain characteristics, certain basic characteristics. We're not talking about midas pratiyos. We're talking about the overall characteristic. Well, the avodas ha'adam is not to change his metzias. It's not to change who he essentially is. Faket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave those characteristics, and that's what he wants the mensch to be. However, he has to channel them and use his characteristics correctly al pi Torah. He has Bechira. He has got Bechira. A person can be born with an atir to cruelty. Tachas Madi. Shvichas Domi. He's not despoiled from Dam. Certain nekuda to cruelty. So he has to channel it. Fakir, so to God. If he uses that for avodas Hashem, like David HaMelech used that characteristic for avodas Hashem, then it's kulay l'toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you with these characteristics. He wants you to use that for avodas Hashem. A person leaves it a beinoni? No. If he doesn't channel it at all and he goes, that's his characteristic, take him wherever it is, then he ends up ra, rishus, and he loses everything. So very dicky is sought. So the Malbim, David HaMelech, והוא בטיבוי מוכן לשביחס דם ומצד אחר נראה בו גם כן ראש מן טויבים כי הוא יפה עיניים וטויב רוי שזה מויר על שהוא חד הועיון וטויב המזג ואם היה נישה על האבחון האנושית של שמואל אני המחליט היוסף בלתי רוי אבל השם יראה ללבו ויודע כי מטויב בחירו סו יעשה Ach mishpat utztoka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he's going to use the Toiv Einayim. He's going to live al pi seichel haTorah. Ubeteva haadmimus hanatuya boy yishtamish lilchoy milchomis Hashem. Ulehachris me meir Hashem kopali oven. David HaMelech had to fight milchomis. Right now we need a melech who's got the koyach of admimus. Yes, that's all we need. Of alpitoyer. And if he wouldn't channel it alpitoyer, then David HaMelech could become Esav. V'zeh ha'nirtze b'einei Hashem. Sh'agam sh'nimtze netir ro b'tivoy. Hu yimshol bo mitzad tzikosoy v'toy b'chirosoy. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. His Esav was Admoini. Admoini, Shvichas Domi, and Etiyah to Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov, like Shaul, Yaakov has an Etiyah, Ishtam, Yoshev Aholim. It's interesting. By all the others, we find interesting Zach. Most of the stories of the others are the Lehepech of the Netiyahs of the characteristic which we're told they had. Let's take Avraham Avinu. What do we know about Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, the first thing we find out, Be'etzem, the Furish in the Pasuk Al Koponim, the first thing we find out, as he leaves his aged father and runs off to Eretz Yisrael. No, he was told to do that. Okay, and he was able to do that. He comes to Eretz Yisrael. Was a rav. He goes down to Mitzrayim. He takes his choshuva rebbetzin, puts her in a box. Here's the whole story. And she's captured by Paro. No, Nisim. He comes back. His old machlokes with his nephew came with him, the mysterious nefesh, and he kicks him out the house. Get out, he poured nami olay. Nochdem, he goes into a milchama, kills thousands, hundreds of thousands, we don't know how many people he kills. Ad kidei kach, he was choshing, maybe he lost even his olam haba, because the Shmorah told him no. Then, doesn't have children. Sarah's idea in Hagar. And then comes in Hagar. He kicks her out. Kicks her out of the house. In the Pashas Lech Lecha, he's the super mile. In more meters in one day than ever you can think. How many meters? Well, we know he had at least 319 Avodim Bnei Bayis. 318, Pasel Yeser, and himself. This is Avraham. Later on, he kicks his beloved Yishmael out of the house. He said, "Ze'ahuv le'ima, ze'ahuv, ze'ahuv, ze'aniyahiv, ze'aniyahiv." And so he kicks him out of the house. When the Allah coil, he takes his ahuv ben yichidai v'chule, and if it wouldn't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided to become a shoychet. But not like we said before, a shoychet on an animal. A shoychet on a mensch, and not just a mensch, Yitzchak. That's Avraham Avinu. Probably one of the cruelest people that we can hear in history. There's one little parasha, Achnosas Ochim, for the Malachim. And there's another remez, he made an eshel. Look, Chazal tell us, what was the tchuna of Avraham Avinu? Chesed. And Avada, he used his tchuna, the tchuna of Chesed, to see the Chesed Aboire, and to be mefas in the Chesed Aboire, v'chule, v'chule. But when necessary, it was completely shoylet. The fact that he was Isaac and all this chesed doesn't tell us that he has godless. Efshe fakert. That was his teva. Nu shol did gewaltige sachen keben shana lechet shol. But that was his teva. Can he, is he doing it because he's sholet al pi toira? Is he sholet al pi ratzon Hashem? Can he do the nehepech of his teva? Not that he'll change his teva. No, that's not shy. But can he, when necessary, can he go against his teva? Is he just a product of his natural characteristic and nothing more? Or is he using his natural characteristics in avodas Hashem? And the raya is, when necessary, he could go against. Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu. We don't hear too much about Yitzchak. Of a little bit in the parasha that we see. He goes to Avimelech. Yitzchak Avinu, it's a ganze shmuz, but one important, very important idea about Yitzchak Avinu is his avhus, his contribution to Klal Yisrael, first and foremost, the most important thing, lichora, is that his whole shittas achayim was to go b'derech ha'av. Yitzchak Avinu was manchil to us, the yesod in which Klal Yisrael is born and stands, Mesorah. Every time we find that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to do exactly what Avraham did, he went b'derech ha'av. The yesod that Klal Yisrael goes b'derech ha'avos, we were noichel from Yitzchak, and that be'etzim is the binyan. The binyan of Klal Yisrael. Our avos are avos because we go b'derech ha'avos. The Rabbeinu Shalom, we say, "Izoicha chazde avos, umevi goel livnei v'neihem." So What's it nogea? The chazdi obus and the bnei bneiim. Tavke, if we're banim shala avos, and the avishas may be goyim. If we're holich b'tarke ha'avos, if we're misyaches to the avos. The maisa in the world we live in today, it's an ahepech agomor of the whole society we live in. The whole society we live in today has been like that for the last 100 years or so, is to go connected to the others, to rebel against the others, to go different than the Dara before. Today, in the Dara we live in, they look at the others as altars, and they're old-fashioned, they don't know the world, they don't know how to use the latest gadgets, and they don't have this, they don't have that, they've got no shaykhs. What are they going to? They're going to tell us how to live. What are they going to tell us how to live? They don't know how to touch the screen in the right places and Allah choshev azachen. What do they know? They're old fashioned. They're fakir. The ruach hayoim is to be moired against everything that the dar before. That's the way. That's the fashions of dress, if you call it dress. I don't know. What's the biur that they want to wear ripped up jeans? What's the biur? So as Amish Gas, I don't know if there ever was in the world that you go and you pay more money for ripped up jeans and the jeans are not ripped up. If you ask me, the biggest rip off here is the people who are making the money on ripping up the jeans. Well, like buy a normal pair of jeans and rip it up yourself. What do you have to pay extra money for? There's a chosh of a ripper. There's a special way of ripping the jeans. And the mice, I've seen, you pay more money for the ripped up ones. What's the idea? The idea is that shiflus, that the person should dress in a way which is a hepech agomor, what was mekubal. The person has a certain nichbodus, certain way of dressing. Yeah, and a person goes and paints his house or is a workman, so jeans are a good idea. And if he uses them a lot, then eventually he doesn't buy new ones. He might rip them here and rip them there, they get worn out, they have a little threadbare here. That's also you can buy, if you pay even more money, you'll get the ones where the looks as though they're threadbare, and if you pay even more money, you get them, it looks as though they're washed out, they don't have the normal blue colour, they're sort of faded here and faded there. It's no human, a crack bitten sugar belt that we live in. What's the whole deal? Tavge fakert from the oven. In every way. The Klal Yisrael is a hepech agomor. Everybody knows the Maisa, the famous Maisa with Rabbi Yaakov on the plane. That he was there with his grandson. His grandson was being Meshamish him. And there was some of the Rosh of the Histadrut, the unions there, one of the greatest Yonim, was also on the plane. And he's misspoiled, he sees his Eniko running around him, being mechabit him and everything. So he said to him, I don't understand. He said, how do you manage it? How do you get your thing? My grandson would never do this for me. He wouldn't do anything for me. My grandson just come and insult me. And so Rabbi Yaakov said to him, Atzachain, the Shita Seinu, every Dara that's older is closer to Maivad Hasina. Closer to the Katnus and the Makar of Klal Yisrael. And every door that goes weiter is one step removed. So my grandson looks up to me, I'm closer to the Makar. By you, every door that goes further is closer to the Makar. What's the Makar? The ape. And every door that goes weiter is further away from the ape. So how that plane is going to be? The Alter Zeder is more dome to the ape than I am. So why should it be the Chabit? And that's about the beds in the Ruach HaYoyim. Yitzchak was manchil to us. We go b'darkei ha'ovos. We mechabed the ovos. By Klal Yisrael, G'dayle Hadar, others came. We look up to the dar, to the zikne Hadar, who were part of the Dor before, and they had the Messiah from the Dor before. And we, who are younger, look up to them, but Yiras HaKavod. This ruach of the chashivas of the new Dor, of the younger Dor, is it's impossible in Klal Yisrael. Echanami amol yesh kan kan shemoli moli yayin yoshan. Over the yisod is the yayin yoshan is better than the yayin chodosh. Al kolponim, what do we find by Yitzchok? Yitzchok went exactly what was supposed to be. What we saw from Avram, there was a rav same nisayin as Avram. Avram goes to Chutzlitz. He was going to go to Chutzlitz. No, the Eibusha told him, you can't do that. You're an Oilot Mimo, you have to stay in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Avimelech. What does he do? Vayishra on Shemokim v'ishtay, vayivah achoy sihi. Derech ha'ovus. Oh, but then, what do we see from him? Vayizra yitzho baritz ahi, vayimtso bashon ahi, mea sh'orim, vayivarcheyu Hashem. Ashiras, bracha, ribui, vayigdal ha'ish, vayelech holoich v'godel, ad ki godel ma'oid, vayelech mikne tzoyin, mikne boka, v'avudah roba, mekanu arizu plishtim. And he's choyfe, the same beirois as Avram. The beirois, against the sugya, but the beirois is a remes to the makar ha'chayim. The beirois be'etzim, is that's where the chayim comes. The water is how the chayim comes. The be'eros of Arami is to what he taught. He taught the Doris the same things that Avraham Avinu was makari of the Doris. Gave him the same shemas, the same limudim. Oh, then there's the machlokes. And what happens with this machlokes? He leaves. He goes off. He doesn't start up with them. He doesn't have any machlokes with them. When he's in Beersheba. What do you want now? What do we makabel? Yitzhak was Midas Hadin, Midas Hagvura. Where do we see the Gvura? Where do we see the Midas Hadin? Bracha. And he's afterwards the mevarech, shefa, giving. Does he fight any milchames? We don't find he fought any milchames. Does he argue with Avimelech? He means a gvura. No, Mr. Timid. What do you want from me? He's out of there. The hepech of midas gvura. Teretz is. That's the Yisod in Ovis. They had their tchunas, but they were able to control and channel their tchunas al pi Torah, and when necessary, to turn it the other way around, turn it inside out. When they davened, Vayet ha-Yitzchol Hashem enochel ishtoi, ki ha-korahi, Vayose loy Hashem, Zogt Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Loi v'loi lo, she'ein adoim etvila sadik ben sadik, letvila sadik ben rosha. Beficha, loi v'loi lo. Maile, letvila sadik ben sadik, over the sadik ben rosha. Lichora, the way we understand, the svara is that the sadik ben rosha, lichora, is a higher madrega than the sadik ben sadik. The Torah is Meshabeach, Rivke, beforehand, she grew up, Avia Rasha, Achia Rasha, Kolan Shemekumis Rishayim. Medrash says, Kishoshana Bein Achoichim, she was a rose amongst thorns. Melamid Shvacha. Bas Besuel Arami, Achris Lovin Arami, Mipadan Aram. Igmaldik, a tzaddik ben Rasha. She made herself, she built herself up. No, ain't a doma to the Tzadik ben Rosh and Tzadik ben Tzadik. The altar in Keln, Zokta Pshat, he said a very tiefer Pshat. Ken Zayn, we could be Mechabe, a more Shitchius of his Pshat, with another vote of his, which is Nogea to us. The altar in Keln says, in the Pshat here, the difference between Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rosh, says about the Tzadik ben Rosh, has a tremendous chashivus, as the fact that he was a tzaddik ben rosha. He says, when a person grows up amongst rishoyim, so the fact that they're such rishoyim pushes him and helps him steig to become a tzaddik. If he has an atir to become a tzaddik, about it, he doesn't want to have been mushba by these people, and he takes himself away from everything that's there. Oh, but the tzaddik ben tzaddik, he doesn't have to work so hard. He's Avraham's son. Avraham's son is Mr. Choshev. How much do you have to steig? When the tzaddik ben tzaddik, the tzaddik becomes a tzaddik, the ben tzaddik becomes a tzaddik, then that was me'atzmai. He didn't have the external push to work on that. Mishnah says, Haskein atzmecha lil moitayra, ki eino Yerushalach. Haskel atzmechon lil moy Torah. Torah is not a Yerusha. But there's a big Yetzirah for a person who grows up in a frum home, goes to good yeshivas, to become Mr. Average, to go with the oilam. The nisayon of the tzaddik ben tzaddik, says the altar from Keln, to become that madregas tzaddik is harder than the tzaddik ben rosha. The altar asks not like Asher, completely different sugya. It says by Loit that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was oicher the schus of what schus that Loit wasn't megale in Mitzrayim who Sarah was. Afraid the altar, and I understand he was moisen nefesh for to vachnosas ochim. When the malachim came to Stoim, it was moisen nefesh poshet. It was moisen nefesh when they surrounded his house. That wasn't a schus. When you have to find a fakrochen a schus, what schus does Loit have? No, he kept his mouth shut when he was in Mitzrayim. So the altar that he grew up in the house of Avraham Avinu, that he was mechunach by Avraham Avinu, hachnos esorchim was the result of the chinuch of Avraham Avinu. That's not Loit. The result of the chinuch, where's Loit? Where's the nekuda which Loit did himself? It says Loit had a big netir chendas moment. And in Mitzrayim, if he would have been megala about sorry, he could have made money. And there he kept quiet. He went against his teva. Dos is aschus. Perhaps we can put these two yesoides together. Nevada, this yesoides and nekudas amitis. Yitzchok went b'derech Avraham. Oh, but Yitzchok didn't become Avraham. Yitzchok became Yitzchok. Yitzchok could have taken, and he did take, and that was his avodah. Part of his avodah was to be the Messiah, to go b'derech Avraham Avinu. Oh, but should he become Avraham Avinu? Is Yitzchok kuloi chesed like Avraham? But that wasn't the teva of Yitzchok. Yitzchok's teva was gevura. Even though Yitzchok grew up in the house of Avraham, Yitzchok made himself into Yitzchok. He took his own teva and he channeled his own teva in avodas Hashem. Is that what the Gaon says in the Malbim? That a person's noilad with certain tvoim, with a certain characteristic, and that you have to channel and use in avodas Hashem. And don't make it different. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He gave you this teva. So Enoch Hanami, on the one hand, Yitzchak is going b'derech of Avraham. But on the other hand, he used also everything in Avraham's house to become Yitzchak. It's Ken Zayin. If you remember what we said at the beginning of this month, there we saw by Noach, Eila told us Noach, Ike told the same shel tzadikim is maisim toivim. But a mensch has to make himself, has to produce himself. It doesn't come with a matana. We have to build ourselves. The ike toldo of the tzaddik, the ike toldo, the ike one we have to give birth to and produce is ourselves. Maisim toivim are the ike toldos of the tzaddik. So Eino Hanami here, Rashi learns toldos differently. Yaakov and Esav, Avaked Zay, Mederech Drush, if you like. Noch Abiyo in the Pasuk, we could go with the Yisoidos that told us is Taka Masem Atoivim. The Eile told us Yitzchok Ben Avram. These are the Maisim Toivim of Yitzchok Ben Avram. Yitzchok was Ben Avram, a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. And what produced the Yitzchok? Avram holy this Yitzchok. The fact that he grew up in the base of Shel Avram, with the chesed of Avram, just in a, like Rivka, grew up in the lehepech. Yitzchok was able to. So Rivka grew up in the base of Shel Rishoyim, and she produced herself a gevaltig tzadikes. He took that nisayon, which is a much harder nisayon, to grow up in a base of Shel Avram and to become a Yitzchok and not to become an Avram. Ein a doime, the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik than a tzaddik ben rosh. Because he became the miyuchadik mensch himself. He became Yitzchok. Avram, holy this Yitzchok. The fact that he grew up in the matzav of Avram, that's what produced the Yitzchok. But he produced Yitzchok because Yitzchok produced Yitzchok. Ela told us Yitzchok ben Avram. Yitzchok was minded himself because Yitzchok made himself into Yitzchok, and the nisayon the darkestik and nisayon. Because on the one hand he has to go b'darkei avos. A person, a tzaddik who grows up in the beis shel tzaddik, chalila, to be like today's fashion. Oh, I'm not going like the father. I'm not going like the zeder. I'm not going in the ways I was taught. I'm forging my own way. I know better. Cholila, I'm a kabbal. Everything I'm a kabbal from the doiris before. I look up with yiras hakavod to the doiris before. Abba, I'm not just going to become the carbon copy of the doiris before. Im kol zeh, I have to become myself. Esav was born with certain tchunas. Eino Hanami. I didn't mean to say it. He had to be the Rosha. Esav could have become Esav HaTzadik. Bechira he had. He could have become Esav HaTzadik. And if we go with the Malvim, that Admoini also is a Netiyah to Olam HaZeh, that's the Biur of his Netiyahs to the base of Avodah Zarah. Again, what's the connection of Avodah Zarah to Olam HaZeh? We'll leave that now. You want to go and have something to do with Olam HaZeh quickly. But Ked Zayin, the Mahalach that some Rishonim say that Yitzchok wanted to give the bracha to Esav, because Yitzchok thought that Esav should be like the Zvulun and Yaakov should be like the Yisachar. That was his Mahalach. Rivka knew that wasn't going to be, because she had the nevuah that wasn't going to be. Oh, but what was Esav? What could Esav have been? What was his, with all his characteristics, what could he have been? What was Esav HaTzadik? Esav HaTzadik, if he would have been, made himself into the Tzadik, that could have been his chelik in Avodas Hashem. Yeah, they were arguing about Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. Both of them had Netiyahs to Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. And he could have been used properly. And the MSC is Yaakov could have become Yaakov HaRosha. Eyes, Ishtom Yoshiva Holim, he has such an ati, a natural masmi, the natural lamdan, a natural dos, a natural yens. Eino Hanami. Who went out of the base medrash more than any of the other others? Yaakov Avinu. Enoch Alavi, we know, 14 years, Gevaltik Asmada. And beforehand, Yeshiva Holim, Gevaltik. But from when he goes to Beis HaShalava. When he went to the Beis HaShalava, he went into Nisyonis, which is the Hepech HaGomu. Yaakov's Bida is naturally MS. And who's the biggest chakran that we have of the three of us? We don't find any of the others that he get any sheker. Enoch Alavi wasn't sheker. Ani, Esau B'chorecha. No. Good, the Seder wasn't Mama Sheker. Shine. Okay. As Harasha, Rivko has told him, Benevut, this is what you have to do. And then with Lavan, how he's able to be misnayed. No, it's not Sheker, it's not. Yeah. Mikesh Tispatol, Bechule, Bechule. He was put into the Nisyonis, the same thing. Midas HaEmes, Mr. Emes, Mr. Torah. Go with it, build yourself up. But first of all, you look at your Zayda, look at your father, and don't become Avram, and don't become Yitzhak, become Yaakov. And now Yaakov, let's see, this situation, that situation, is your Teva your whole thing? Or is he channeling and using your Teva correctly, al pi Torah? And the Raya is when you can go Fakent. For us, it's a miracle limit. We come to Yeshiva, and we're here to build ourselves. And even if we'll stay in Yeshiva, the limit is still here. So the limit, I've been in Yeshiva longer than most of the people around here. Maybe I decided to stay in Yeshiva. So we're all building ourselves. We have to build ourselves. On the one hand, we have to know ourselves. Take our teva, take our characteristic, take what the Chazal called the mazel which we're born with, and not make ourselves in somebody we're not. On the other hand, look at our Rebbein. Learn from our Rebbein. Learn from the Ziknei Hadar. Not from the Tzeirim. Learn from the Ziknei Hadar. And build ourselves, alpi what we learn from them, but build ourselves. Take our teva and find our teva and use ourselves, channel it and use it all. Alpi avodas Hashem, in yefei einayim v'toiv roi, in the seichel ha-toira, to be mechavin exactly how my teva should come. Amol, a young person. Not a mole. I'll be Rav. A young person needs to be shoyel eitzes and eitzes. Is this correct? Is this correct? A mensch has so much negias. All he thinks, oh, this is the right thing to do, and this is the right thing to do. To be shoyel eitzes, shoyel people who don't have the same negias. Of our kolponim, the yisod is, on the one hand, to look up to the obvious, to look up to the ziknei hador, to look up to what we're mekabel. On the other hand, to become ourselves. We all have the Eivish that gave every one of us meridika koiches. And those koiches can be used for Avodas Hashem, even Esau's koyach. Horaya, David HaMelech.